Blog Talk Radio. Amen. 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 Glory to God on tonight. Do you believe for it? Hallelujah. The words of the song, praise God, said, hallelujah, that you said it. Hallelujah. And I believe it's written from the perspective, hallelujah, of the person who's singing the song. Hallelujah. She's telling God, you said it, and I believe it. Hallelujah. You said, and then she says, you said it. Hallelujah. So it is so. So it is done. Glory to God. End the story. We don't even need to go no further than that. If God said it, hallelujah, it is so. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the key thing that she said, praise God, is I believe. Praise God. It don't matter what God say if you don't believe it. Oh, Lord. It don't matter what I tell you if you don't believe it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It only matters if you believe. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah, amen. And it is Wednesday night, which means it is ladies' night. And tonight, amen, we have, praise God, First Lady Aisha will be coming forth a little later in our broadcast to bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord right now. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace and get this Holy Ghost party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us just to be here in your name. Lord, we rebuke any work of the enemy, hallelujah, that's trying to prevent us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. We rebuke doubt, hallelujah. We rebuke pain, praise God, hallelujah. And we want to tell you tonight, we love you. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you for everything that you do. We magnify you tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift your name up high and holy. There is no God like you. Hallelujah. No God beside you. There is no God above you. And there never will be, Lord. And we just thank you and praise your holy name on tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just ask that you lead and guide us on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch the woman of God on tonight. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah, Lord. And allow the anointing to flow freely as it always does, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the message that you have for us on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. You have tuned into the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince, hallelujah, of preachers, is in the building. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you know we got First Lady on tonight, hallelujah. She will be coming forth momentarily with a dynamic word from the Lord. Right now, let's go to our opening scripture real quick, hallelujah. And like I said, it's coming out of Mark. Yeah, those of you that's familiar, y'all know. It's coming out of Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah, verses 22, hallelujah, through 26. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. Glory to God. And it reads, and Jesus answering them, hallelujah, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, hallelujah, who is in heaven, may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word. Hallelujah. I want you to look real quick in 23 and 24. He said, truly I say to you. Hallelujah. So what he's telling you, he's saying, I give you my word on this. I'm not lying to you. I'm not making this up. I'm giving you a fact. Hallelujah. I'm giving you something that can be proven. I'm giving you something that cannot be disproven. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, as the old folks said it like this, I'm telling you what I know. Glory to God. So he say, truly I say to you, whosoever, he say, whoever, hallelujah, in this version, in the King James it says, whosoever, praise God. So what Jesus is saying, it doesn't matter who you are. Praise God. It doesn't matter where you're from, your side of the tracks. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, or purple. Hallelujah. He said, whosoever. Glory to God, amen. Praise God, says to this mountain. So everybody has this power that Jesus is telling us about. Hallelujah. Praise God. He starts out telling us to have faith in God. You got to believe God put this in you. And when you believe that God put this in you, then you can activate what God has already put in you. Glory to God. So what did he put in you? It says, glory to God, hallelujah, if you speak to a thing. Hallelujah. Say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Hallelujah. Does not doubt in his heart. Does not doubt. See, you got to believe this thing. You got to know this thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to know it like when you pick up the remote control and you press the power button. Hallelujah. You know the TV is going to come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your faith has got to be like that. Praise God. You got to have faith in what God put in you. He gave you the power to speak things that are not as if they were. Hallelujah. Then, amen, you will begin to activate this. You got to believe it. And it says what he says will come to pass. It will be done for him. Glory to God. It'll be done for him. Praise God. Before you pick up a finger, once you say it, it's going to be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. It will be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you got to believe, hallelujah, that it will be done. You got to know it. You can't be like Dalton Thomas, praise God, and saying stuff that you really don't believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. They used to call it name it, claim it. Whatever you want to call it, it worked. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just got to work on the keep it. We can name it. We can claim it. We just got to work on the keeping it part. Hallelujah. Praise God. But before we even get to the keep it, hallelujah, God wants you to know that you have the power to speak things that are not as if they were. Another scripture says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Whatever you say, you're going to eat it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you've activated something in the atmosphere. The Buddhists say in the universe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once you spit that thing out your mouth, hallelujah, it's going to come back. Hallelujah. So you got to be prepared either for the blessing or for the repercussions of your own mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we always talk about the positive, but we never really get into the negative. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to guard what you say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it's all going out into the atmosphere, and you will have whatsoever you said. It will be done for you. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word. Once again, we always encourage you. Go back, read the word of God for yourself. We're talking about Mark chapter 11, verses 22, hallelujah, through 26. And I just touched on, hallelujah, 23. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We encourage you, go back, read it for yourself. Get a deeper understanding, hallelujah, of the word of God. The word of God tells us to study to show thyself approved unto the Lord, that a workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of true. We thank God on tonight for everybody that's called in and everybody that has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're getting ready, amen, to receive the word of God. If you're just not tuning in, if you're just not calling in, hallelujah, whatever the case may be, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Hallelujah. It is Wednesday night, which we have designated Ladies Night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And tonight, amen, we have the woman of God getting ready to come forth and bring forth, hallelujah, a word, hallelujah, directly from the Lord on tonight. Amen. And I'm speaking about none other, hallelujah, amen, than our very own, my very own, praise God, hallelujah, partner in Christ, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, my significant other, hallelujah, amen, the co-pastor and co-founder of the Anointed Truth, my beautiful wife, hallelujah, First Lady Aisha Prevost, glory to God. First Lady Aisha, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does, glory to God, on tonight.
Amen, amen. I want to say My bad. That's how you have it every day. Well, praise the Lord anyhow. Father God, today with Jesus, Father, first we want to thank you for being who you are, Father. Father, we want to thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, Father. We want to thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father. Father, right now we ask you to be in the midst and be in the middle, Father. I ask you to let my words be your words, my thoughts be your thoughts, and it's all, Father. I ask you to hide me behind you, Father, and you minister to your people what you meant for them to know and understand on tonight, Father. Right now, bind any work of the enemy that might try to come in and cause any fear, any doubt. I bind it up and I rebuke you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just ask you to have your way in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So tonight, we're going to come out the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 26. And we're going to start at verse 30. Amen. And it reads, "And when they had sung in him, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." Verse 33. "Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me twice." Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, I want to use for a topic on tonight. My topic on tonight will be, never say what you're going to do and what you're not going to do, because you don't know until you get into the situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Never say what you're going to do. Amen. So here is Jesus. Like before they got to the Mount of Olives, you know, it's reaching a time for where Jesus is about to be crucified. Amen. He's going to be turned in over to the authorities, you know, to be crucified, as it already was written that it was going to happen. You know, before that, they had just got through eating the Lord's Supper and all that. Now, Jesus is going to the Mount of Olives, you know, to get his last prayer in with God, to gain some strength to go through, hopefully, you know, that the cup passed. But if not, you know, he's, you know, ready to gain some strength to go through what he had to go through. And he's letting the disciples know beforehand that they're going to be offended. They're going to be offended at him because of what's going to happen to him on that night. You know, he's going to be crucified. And here's Peter, when he let them know that he's going to be, they was going to be offended, he said, all ye shall be offended. He ain't say some. He ain't say most. He ain't say two of you. He ain't say one of you. He said, all ye shall be offended of me this night. And here comes Peter. Peter says, though all men shall be offended of thee, I would never be offended. Now look at Peter trying to tell Jesus something. He said, he just told you all y'all gonna be offended. He trying to make Jesus out to be a liar. So I would never be offended. You know how, you know, we can look at situations and people can look at other people's lives and we can say, oh, this shit. Oh, what they did was horrible. I would never do that. If it was me, you know, I would never cheat on my wife. I would never cheat on my husband. You know, I would never, you know, lie on my friends or backbite my friends or, you know, I would never go sell my body for no money. You know, we say these things looking at other people's situations. We say what we would do if it was us in that situation or what we wouldn't do if we was in that type of situation. Amen. But the fact of the matter is we don't know what we're going to do when we get in certain situations. That's all we have is a thought. We can't, first of all, we can't say what we're going to do in situations because, first of all, we haven't even been in a situation to know what we're going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Like with Peter, he said, I would never be offended. He don't know if he's going to be offended because he's never been in this position. Amen. Hallelujah. And we, you know, we look down on other people. We judge other people. You know, oh, even when it comes to having a relationship with God, amen. We'll say, well, you know, we all fired up for God. You know, we praise God, you know, with fire in us. We pray, we can pray the house down. We pray 7 days a week, through the morning, all through the day, through the night. We doing all this for God. And we think that now we are not subject to fall into temptation. Now we holy than now. I got the power of God on me. And you do. Amen. Hallelujah. But we fail to realize that we still in this flesh that constantly try to fight against us. Amen. They're constantly fighting for control. Amen. Hallelujah. We forget, as long as we in this body, as long as we in this flesh, it is subject to temptation. Amen. Hallelujah. But some of us, we tend to forget. We get all high, mighty, holy than thou. Oh, I'm saved now. You know, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't never doubt God. I can't believe they, if God said it, then why they doubting? Amen. We all been there. We now said it. Amen. Hallelujah. But we look down on the next person. Amen. Hallelujah. Then when you get in a situation where it seems like all hope is lost. Now you get into a place where you don't feel like you know your purpose anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. You get the doubt. Now you in fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Now you wavering. Amen. Hallelujah. Something you thought you would never do because you love God so much. You believe God so much. You thought, how can I ever doubt God? How can I ever waver? Amen. Hallelujah. This what you had in your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. You got in that situation and you did the exact same thing you was judging the next person on. That's what the Bible said. Judge not, yet ye be judged by the same measure that you judge the next person. We gotta watch what we say. We gotta watch when we judge people, because you can be put in that same situation. And we're gonna see if you gonna what you said was true. That you wouldn't act like that. You wouldn't do that. You're gonna be in that same predicament. Amen. Hallelujah. Like Peter was. He is judging everybody else. I know that all the other people gonna be offended at you. I know all the other people gonna be mad at you. Amen, hallelujah. I know all the other people gonna walk away from you, turn away from you. Amen, hallelujah. But I ain't. I'm here to die with you. Amen, hallelujah. I won't be offended at you. Amen, hallelujah. But later on, Jesus' words proved to be correct. He denied Jesus 3 times. Not one, not twice, but 3 times. Amen, hallelujah.
Man.
Oh, no, Peter, you say you would never be offended. Amen.
That's what he said.
That's what you said. Amen, hallelujah. But when you got in the situation, you was proven wrong. Amen, hallelujah. It ain't saying like, to put Peter down or put all the other men down that got offended. The point of the matter is we got to understand. Temptations are going to come. Amen. Hallelujah. When God go ahead of us and prepare the way, you know, amen. Hallelujah. Prepare the things that he has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have temptations. We're going to have, you know, things that come against us to make us doubt. Amen, hallelujah. To make us turn away from God. Amen, hallelujah. Things are going to come our way. Amen. Yeah, it's all good when God is with us. You know, we can praise the Lord when nobody have to force us. Amen, hallelujah. We can get on our knees faithfully and pray. Amen, hallelujah. It's easy for us to stay steadfast in God when we can see that God is with us. Amen, hallelujah. When we all comfortable in our little houses, we ain't got no worries. Amen, hallelujah. Yes, it's easy to trust God. It's easy to believe God. Amen, hallelujah. It's easy to praise God. Amen, hallelujah. When we get it's going to come that time when God, when you ain't going to feel like God is with you. It ain't going to always be visible or a sign. You know what I'm saying? You're going to come to that place. Amen, hallelujah. You're going to come to these type of, you're going to get in these type of places where you feel like God ain't with you. This stuff is going to happen. Don't look down on the next man because, oh, they're supposed to be a child of God. Oh, they're supposed to be believing in God and they this or they that. That's going to happen. They ain't like God don't understand why they feel that way. Even Jesus felt that way on the cross. Why have you forsaken me? Even he didn't want to go through with the crucifixion. He praying to God. Let this cup pass from me. Amen, hallelujah. Even Jesus did it. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You're gonna feel these emotions because we in this body. Our body operates off emotion. Amen, hallelujah. It's scared. Like Elder said, what was for? This body has felt what pain feels like. The body knows it's going to hurt. The body know that's going to be painful, and it don't want to go through it. It's trying to keep Jesus from fulfilling what he's supposed to be fulfilling. It's trying to keep him from it. It's like, oh, no, it's contemplating that pain, the agony. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Lord understands. Don't ever get in a place where you think you ain't going to feel the same way. You will feel the same way if you was in that situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm pretty sure we all had put out, said something about the next person, and we found ourselves in a similar situation, and we about ready to quit life, you know, forget friends, forget love. I don't know, because you ain't know how it felt until you got into that predicament. Amen. Hallelujah. You thought old girl, old boy was just crazy, or they was just doing too much. Amen. Hallelujah. You thought it wasn't that serious. You saying, why? It don't make sense. Why they feel that way? I don't understand. Then you got in that situation. Now you like, oh. Amen. Hallelujah. So we gotta be careful. We got to be careful when we judging folks. It ain't, you know, it ain't just about not saying, don't say what you don't going to do because you don't know what you're going to do. But also, don't be judging the next person, because you can be in the same position. You can be in the same position as they was.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We, you know, we supposed to be helping one another, encouraging one another, not bringing each other down. Because we trying to get status quo. We try to be known as the strongest disciple, the strongest person of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want God to look at us like, look, all these people left me, but you still right here. I'm going to crown you the king. I'm going to crown you the queen. But that ain't what it's about. Amen. Amen. It's just like, who was it? Elijah. At his time, he thinking he the only prophet left. Because, you know, at the wrong time, Jezebel was killing off all the prophets. He thought he was the only one left. God had to remind him. I got thousands more that have bowed their knee to Baal. Amen. You ain't the only one. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't the only one. God, we be following God for the wrong reasons. And God be knowing our hearts from the start. God know why we walking with him. You know, everybody look at Judas. Oh, Judas, oh, he portrayed Jesus. Oh, he portrayed Jesus. But he wasn't the only one at fault. The other disciples had flaws too. They worrying about who gonna be the greatest, who gonna sit on the left, who gonna sit on the right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All this, who gonna be the lead after he gone? Look at all the stuff that they look what's on their mind. Amen, hallelujah. They mind wasn't on God. They mind on one getting right, learning more about God, getting closer to God. They worrying about status. They like, this is their time. They been overlooked. Now God, now we the 12. Now we the big ball of shot callers. Now it's our turn. Now, okay, what position I'm going to have? Amen, hallelujah. Who gonna be a steward over the money? Amen. They'll mind on something else. We always talking about Judas, but the rest of them, they mind one on God neither. If they had the opportunity to get that position, they'll portray God too. Peter talking about he was gonna die for him, gonna die with him. And they asked him, was he one of Jesus? disciples, or was he with him? And he denied it. Like, no, Peter, I thought you said you were willing to die and deny God. Amen. Hallelujah. That showed his flaw right there. That he wasn't all what he thought he was cranked up to be. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was ready. He thought he was ready to go all the way. And he wasn't. God had shown him, no, you're not ready. You can think that you're ready. You can think that you're strong. You can think that, oh, I can walk up in this club and won't even be moved. A girl can take all her clothes off in front of me and I won't even budge. You can say that, but you don't know. You might, it's possibility you can overcome. You can be strong in that moment. But to think that it cannot happen, it can happen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can very well fall into it. Amen. Hallelujah. You might think, oh, we're strong this time, but you don't know you're going to be strong the next time. We're not supposed to be trying to put God to the test. We're not supposed to be trying to test God by putting ourselves in situations just to prove a point. And then you fall, and you fall into the temptation, trying to prove something. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So, you know, again, don't say what you're going to do and don't judge the other person because you don't know the other person's life. You don't know what they're going through and you don't know what they experience and you don't know why they're feeling the way they feel. You don't know and you don't want to know. Amen. Oh, that's the word the Lord gave me tonight. Don't stop speaking too fast. You don't know. You don't know everything. You don't even know yourself as much as you think you do. God's sitting up here telling you. You know what I'm saying? We say Jesus sitting up here telling you, but we're going to say God because God is the one who's speaking when he speaks. Every time Jesus spoke, he said, it is not I. Amen, hallelujah. It's the Lord that's speaking. The Lord is sitting up here telling you about you. You're not as strong as you think you is, and he's telling God that I'm ready to die for you. How you going to tell God something about you when he the one made you? He know what you can take and what you can't take. And you trying to tell God something. Amen, hallelujah. So sometimes God got to put us in situations to humble us. Because we looking at our own strength. We looking at ourselves and our own strength instead of in God's. Amen, hallelujah. So that's the word the Lord gave to me. I'm gonna hand it over to elders to add to it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let me fix this. Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the word, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. Don't say what you won't do. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think that was an old school song. Don't say what you won't do. Praise God. Because what we need to understand is when Peter said what he said, he meant what he said. He meant, I will die. I'm going to die with you. I'm not going to let this happen like you say it is. I'm not going to, in this translation, it says fall away. Hallelujah. They're going to fall away. All of y'all going to fall away. And he say, I will not fall away. like everybody else. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And what did he do? Praise God, he fell away. And like the First Lady said, when they asked him, wasn't you with Jesus? He said, no. They asked him a second time, you show you look just like the dude. Hallelujah. Remember, he was always with Jesus. But this was his right-hand man. But everybody say what they'll do in a situation till the situation come up. If you don't believe me, just watch two episodes of the first 48. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody say, I ain't no snitch until they get in that room and they see what could happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden they snitching. They giving you code names because they don't want to go down. Praise God. But Peter talked a good game till he saw what was going down. Don't say what you won't do. Hallelujah. I would never cheat on my wife. Praise God. I would never cheat on my husband. I would never, hallelujah, amen, sell dope. I would never do anything like this. Let me tell you something. The Lord's been working with me on the study of the mind. Hallelujah. He was just showing me how we need science a little bit. Hallelujah, amen, in this thing we call repentance. Because we got to learn how the mind works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in the right set of circumstances, a human being is capable of doing anything. Glory to God. I'm not talking about some things. Because, you know, it's some things you think about. You see them on TV. They going to jail for this. They did that. I can't believe they did that with that kid. Praise God. In the right set of circumstances, glory to God, hallelujah, which would actually be the wrong set, hallelujah. But if anything falls in the line, you are capable of doing anything, hallelujah. You are capable of murder. You don't think you will. If the circumstance, hallelujah, amen, is right, if it's the right ingredients, hallelujah, amen, you are capable of doing anything. So don't ever say what you won't do. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I know you're saved. I know you're sanctified. I know you're filled with the Holy Ghost. But David, hallelujah, was the only man in the Bible that I've seen was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. He got more psalms, amen, giving God the worship. Hallelujah. More poems, just writing songs to God, just loving on God. And he fell victim. Hallelujah. Amen. He ran down the whole list. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the circumstances was there. That's why we got to stay prayed up. We got to stay prayed up. Hallelujah. We got to stay meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got to seek his righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you can, hallelujah, fall in the sin. Like First Lady, I can go into the strip club and that won't affect you. Say that. Hallelujah. Till you get in there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And what happened behind closed doors stays behind them closed doors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we need to watch out what we're doing and where we're going. You can't go out to drinks after work with everybody else. Because you know old boy like you, and you a married woman. You know old girl got a crush on you, and you in a relationship. Hallelujah. And in the right set of circumstances, amen, y'all might get drunk and hit a room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With your saved self. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. So don't say what you won't do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Peter meant what he said. Hallelujah. And moonwalked when it was time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And like First Lady said, just to reiterate what she said about the verse, judge not, yet ye be judged by the same measure. Hallelujah. Don't look at my relationship and tell me what elder if I was you. Because guess what? God hear that. You put it in the atmosphere, and now what's going to happen? Whatever situation I just gave you, you probably never been through it. Hallelujah. You probably ain't know what I was talking about. But from your point of view, if I was you, Glory to God. Now, guess what? You finna be me, and I finna see, hallelujah, if you respond the way you told me to. Glory to God, because, amen, if you were me, this is what you would do. If you were first lady, this is what you would do. Hallelujah. Praise God. But then, amen, when you in that situation, praise God, then you find yourself doing stuff, hallelujah, you said you wouldn't do. I see people on Facebook, when I get in a relationship, I ain't getting off my social media. Hallelujah. And how we know they ain't in a relationship? They ain't on their social media. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody going to chase me off of my Instagram. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then the next thing you know, that you don't see ain't no pictures being posted. Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden, here come couples pictures. Because they say, I would never do that. You advising other people. Praise God. Now I'm mad at you. Because I done went and followed your advice. Glory to God. Now you, hallelujah, then shut down all your social media accounts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I took your advice. You said if you was me, you go cuss the boss out. Hallelujah. And then when it was you didn't cuss the boss out. You still got your job. I'm looking for another one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. It should enlighten us to know we are capable of doing anything. Hallelujah. And if God said this was going to happen, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God said, amen, these things are going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If God said you're going to do something, pray, you can try your best not to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It could be a warning. It could be a prophecy. Whatever the case, hallelujah. Amen. God said it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God. Let's pray for the woman of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you gave her on tonight. Hallelujah. Don't say, hallelujah, what you won't do. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for that word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Also for us not judging others. Hallelujah. In their situations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we ain't in that situation to judge them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we ask, Lord, that you replenish the woman of God tonight. Hallelujah. The virtue she has poured out. Hallelujah. And fill her back up. Hallelujah. Everything that she has given to your people on tonight. And we thank you for the blessing that you have on her life on tonight. Hallelujah. And the anointing that you have on her on tonight, Lord. And we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your holy name because you're worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for the word, hallelujah, on tonight. We thank God, amen, for First Lady, amen, bringing forth, hallelujah, that dynamic word, amen. Don't say what you won't do. I had to shorten it up. I think she said don't say what you won't do because you ain't never been in that situation or something like that. Hallelujah. But we don't say what you won't do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for the word. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. We will be back online on tomorrow night, Throwback Thursday. Amen. I'll post the link for you to click into. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to hear one of our old recordings. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of you that click on and do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then Friday night, I'll let y'all know what's going on Friday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we do something on Friday night. Amen. But don't forget to join us on Saturday. Hallelujah. Because we missed last Sabbath day. But we will be back. Hallelujah. On this Sabbath day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I might come on that night also with another word. Hallelujah. I'm trying to see how the Lord going to lead me. So make sure you tune in that morning. Hallelujah. 10 a.m. Pacific, 11. Hallelujah. Midwest, 12 if noon if you're here Central Standard Time, and if you're on the East Coast, it's going to be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, hallelujah, for our Seventh-day service, Out of the Mouth of God, hosted by myself and featuring the Holy Apostle Eldon A. Curry, hallelujah, praise God, of the Committee Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, based over there in Los Angeles, California, praise God. So make sure y'all join us, amen, on the phone lines and on the live. We're going to go on Facebook, hallelujah, praise God, this Saturday, praise God, hallelujah, so y'all can tune in with us there, praise God. And y'all can also take that number down that's on your screen, praise God. You can call in to that number, amen, praise God, and be on the line. You can give your testimony, your prayer request. We will pray for your life, amen, and we will work the word of God and watch God work in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we don't have any testimonies, any prayer requests on tonight, is there anyone on the line on tonight? I haven't even blessed the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For everybody that has tuned in on tonight, if you're listening to the recording, if you're watching the recording, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We will, like I said, we'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah. Amen. And as we, hallelujah, amen, leave this place, but never from the presence of God, we simply pray that his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. On tonight, if you got it, I got it. Pastor Mike Jr., glory to God.
Damn,
Jay. Got it, I got it. We got it, yeah, yeah, first.
Jehovah Jireh, you've been my provider, and you're my rider. You've been with me through the fire.
Lock a knife on me. Don't know where I will be.
Don't know who I will be. Yeah, yeah.
Even when I need him, he's a rider.
Yeah.
All my haters, you know he be fighting. Yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me. Yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that.